Part 2, starting now. Every man, woman, and child needs a few pennies in their pocket to spend as they wish. It is humiliating to have to ask for every penny. And where love exists, no wife will be put in this position. Indeed, not many modern girls, used to earning good wages themselves, would put up with it. How much money is set aside for leisure hours, and what it is spent upon, depends entirely on personal taste. Some people are quite happy to stay at home most nights with television, radio, sewing, painting the house, or doing the garden. Other people could not live a satisfactory life if they did not visit the theatre or a concert with a certain amount of regularity, while others feel life begins in the local. Much depends on upbringing, environment, and temperament, and no one can judge others in their choice of relaxation. An allowance must also be made in the budget for entertainment at home when extra food or wine may be needed. Small presents, library subscriptions, books, gramophone records should all be taken into account. Money must also be put aside for outings into the country or to see relatives and, wherever possible, for an annual holiday. A holiday by the sea, in the country, or abroad is not an extravagance. Many people would live longer if they had a regular break. In setting aside a sum for personal pleasure, no sense of guilt should be felt. After all, why do we live if not to enjoy our life? Sometimes it could be better to sacrifice, say, an expensive piece of kitchen equipment to enable the family to get a few days' sea air. Rosy cheeks and healthy bodies are more important than a repaint of the front of the house. A nice judgment between letting the house get slatternly while you go jaunting and spending your all on your house while you get daily more irritable and difficult to live with, must be arrived at by the sensible budgeter. End of part 2.